Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about encouragement, about how we receive that from God, how He supplies it through various means and sources, but also how we encourage others. We take the same encouragement that we ourselves receive from God and we share it. And so each weekday morning, we've been talking about a different aspect of the encouragement that God has given us, that we have received. And today we want to focus in on encouragement from sound doctrine. Paul writes to Titus, particularly talking about leaders within the church, but he says he must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been thought. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. God's desire is that we use His Word fully, we use it accurately. That we take the things that we have been taught by godly people, taught by God's Spirit, but things which have been taught according to God's Word. And so especially when people are teaching, when I'm teaching or anyone else, it's important that we continually make sure it aligns with God's Word. It's important for me to do that. But it's also important for you to evaluate and hold me accountable if need be. And it's this sound doctrine that God says encourages us as we share it, as we live it, as we accept it. I think a big part of that is it confirms in us, it fills us with a more confident hope that what God says is true. I tell people I'm kind of a recovering legalist. I can slide into a legalistic mode pretty quickly. I like rules. I like knowing that this is right and this is not. And as much as I can, I try to follow those rules because I'm encouraged with the knowledge that if I do so, I avoid the consequences of not following the rules. And in a way, that's a simplistic explanation of how sound doctrine can encourage us. It reminds us that the promises of God are true and that they are not only available, but that I've claimed them. Many people live life and without a basis of sound doctrine, there's always that question, there's always that doubt, am I really right with God? Well, the short answer, if I'm depending upon myself, is no, I'm not. The good answer, if I'm depending upon sound doctrine and the work that has been accomplished by Jesus Christ, is yes, I am. And that's the powerful benefit of sound doctrine. Because I'm not basing my salvation, I'm not basing my relationship with God on my whims and feelings, on how I feel at the moment, on what somebody might have said or suggested or believed. I'm basing it on what God has said. As you go places, there are often times where people will give you advice. You ought to go here. You ought to go there. This is really good. This is a place to avoid. Now, some advice is good and it's helpful and it's useful, but other advice, well, it comes from a different perspective than what I live with. We don't all enjoy the same things. We don't all like the same styles and types of food or activities or this or that. And so what someone might tell me may or may not be as helpful as they think it is. But when it comes to sound doctrine, God is not only our creator, he's our redeemer. He knows who we are and whose we are. And his advice is always spot on. It's always what we need. It may not always be what we want. In fact, often it isn't what we want because our flesh desires things that are not good for us. But sound doctrine keeps us within the boundaries of God's will. The fences, so to speak, that protect us. The guardrails that keep us from flying off the path. We like to live life fast. And whether it's in physical speed or whether it's just the pace of life, we need the guardrails, we need the fencing, we need the protection that God's Word brings, that sound doctrine is there for. And when we live life according to the sound doctrine of God's Word, then we also have that responsibility, as Paul wrote to Titus about, of teaching sound doctrine. So that we can encourage others and refute those that would oppose the truth of God's Word. More and more, we live in a time where people say, I know what God's Word says, but that's not important. That's not accurate anymore. That doesn't apply to today's culture. God doesn't understand what today is like. And it's not just people in general, it's churches, it's church leaders, it's preachers and teachers who, well, have not held fast to sound doctrine. God's Word says that the end times, and we live in the end times, we have since the ascension of Jesus into heaven. We're probably nearer the end of the end times than what we've ever been, but regardless of that, in the end times, we will gather to ourselves teachers who tickle our ears, who tell us what we want to hear. It's a warning. It's not simply a statement of fact. It's a warning that be careful what you're listening to. Use sound doctrine to guide your life because it will encourage you and your practice and sharing of sound doctrine will encourage others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love continues to give us what we need in order to live life that pleases you. You've given us your word, the sound doctrine of how we ought to live, of what our life ought to be about, and how we come into relationship with you. All of these things are contained within your word and in the instructions that Jesus gave us. And it's sound doctrine when we keep to it. When we choose not to pollute it or dilute it or change it. And God, I know it's so easy to take a look into your word and try to make it fit us rather than to make us fit it. God, I thank you for the encouragement of sound doctrine of your word that gives me that confident expectation that my life belongs to you. And that you, the one who began the good work in me, is faithful and will complete it. And I'm confident of that, not because I'm so good at it, but because of the sound doctrine of your word. The truth that I believe, that I put my hope in, Jesus. And so, God, help us to be better students of your word. And not just better students so that our head fills with knowledge, but better students so that we put it into practice. The doers of your word. The faithful who live by the sound doctrine of your word. And may that bring us great encouragement, but may we be able to encourage others. Those who need hope and comfort and peace and rebuke. And I know we don't like to think about rebuking others. We don't like to think about ourselves being rebuked. But may we understand how your word tells us that even that rebuke of sound doctrine is an encouragement. And Father, as we consider how we encourage one another, as we consider how your word encourages us, may we continually recognize Jesus at the center, Jesus as the foundation, Jesus as the cornerstone and the capstone, the beginner and the completer. And as we live by sound doctrine, may we continually lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.